Lambert, Hendricks, and Ross, the vocal trio of Dave Lambert, John Hendricks, and Annie Ross, was perhaps the most popular jazz vocal group of the late 50s and early 60s. They did vocalese, that is, their songs put words to jazz instrumental arrangements and improvisations. Annie Ross left the trio in 1962 and has since recorded on her own and acted on stage and screen. The song Annie Ross is best known for is Twisted. She wrote her lyric to a melody and improvisation by tenor saxophonist Wardell Gray. Twisted has been recorded by Bette Midler and Joni Mitchell. This is Lambert, Hendricks, and Ross.
My analyst told me
what?
That I was right out of my head the way he described it.
How?
He said I'd be better dead than alive. I didn't listen to his jive. I knew all along he was all wrong, and I knew that he thought
what?
I was crazy, but I'm not.
Oh, no.
My analyst told me
what?
That I was right out of my head. He said I need treatment,
yeah.
But I'm not that easily led. He said I was the type that was most inclined, when out of his sight, to be out of my mind. And he thought I was nuts.
Nuts.
No more ifs or ands or buts. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
They say as a child I appeared a little bit wild with all my crazy ideas. But I knew what was happening. I knew I was a genius. What's so strange when you know that you're a wizard of three? I knew that this was meant to be. But I heard little children were supposed to sleep tight. That's why I lay with the vodka one night. My parents got frantic, didn't know what to do. But I saw some crazy scenes before I came to. Now do you think I was crazy? I may have been only three, but I was swinging. They all have been angry on that. They all have been innocent and also an Einstein. So why should I feel sorry if they just couldn't understand the reasoning and the logic that went on in my head? I had a brain, it was a pain, though, to let them love me when I refused to ride on all the double-decker buses, all because there was no driver on the top.
No driver on the top.
She must be out of her head.
What's the matter with her?
My analyst told me
what?
That I was right out of my head the way he described it.
Annie Ross, welcome to Fresh Air.
Thank you.
We just heard Twisted.
Yeah.
I just need to ask you if you were in analysis when you wrote that.
No, I was not and have never been. It was really suggested, the title Twisted suggested to me the whole story of a woman going to an analyst. But no, I wasn't. I wasn't in analysis.
How did you start doing vocalese, putting words to jazz solos?
Well, I went to see a man called Bob Weinstock, who had a record label. And we talked, and he said, you know, have you heard Moody's Mood for Love? And I said, yeah. And he said, well, do you think you could do something like that? And I said, sure. You know, necessity is the mother of invention, and my necessity was need of money. So I took a stack of records home, played them. The one that I really liked was Twisted. And I was back the next morning with the lyrics.
Let me play a song that you recorded before you teamed up with Lambert and Hendricks. This is from a 1957 session that you made with baritone saxophonist Jerry Mulligan.
Mm-hmm.
And the session has recently been reissued. The title is Annie Ross Sings a Song with Mulligan. And I'm going to play the Dietz and Schwartz song. I guess I'll have to change my plans.
Oh, good.
Well, I guess I'll have to change my plan. I should have realized I'd lose my favorite man. I overlooked that point completely until the big affair began. Before I knew where I was at, I found myself upon a shelf, and that was that. I tried to reach the moon, but when I got there, all that I could get was the air. My feet are back upon the ground, 'cause I've lost the one man that I found.
You came to America from England when you were, I think, 6 years old.
Scotland,
from Scotland.
5 and a half.
Okay.
No, 4 and a half. I was 4 and a half when I arrived.
Now, once you got to America, didn't you stay there with your aunt, the singer Ella Logan?
Yes, I did. I came to New York with my mother and father and my elder brother. And I won a contest, a radio contest. The prize was a six-month, really a token contract with MGM. And I went out to L.A. with my aunt because my aunt started doing films. And then my mother left, my father and mother and brother all went back. And I was raised in Beverly Hills in L.A.
Did your parents have any reservations about leaving you?
I'm sure they did. Sure.
Did they want it that way, or was it you who
insisted? I think they
on
probably
staying?
Felt that it was best for me to do that, that maybe through doing that, I could become a star. But they already had stars.
You mean California already has stars?
Sure, they had Shirley Temple and Jane Withers and, you know, many, many young kids.
Well, how were you groomed? What kind of image were you given?
The Shirley Temple image, but with a kilt.
Oh, because you were Scottish.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
I had a thick Scottish accent, too.
Well, that must have been rough.
Oh, I think everybody thought it was adorable.
Did you have those little curls?
Oh, sure. Absolutely.
Now, you also did some Our Gang comedies?
Oh, I only did one, yeah.
Oh, okay. And what kind of part did you have in there?
Well, it's a little girl with a kilt who comes out, and they're producing a show, and she sings a swing version of Loch Lomond.
I should have guessed that, shouldn't I?
Yes.
Singer Annie Ross, recorded in 1990.